Should. You look good.
Bam, we're live. Brian Spinn from the Barbell Spin.
Hey.
The most reliable news source in the CrossFit space. Thanks. Every single day, it should be when you wake up in the morning, before you go to Pornhub, you should go to the Barbell Spin. You should get all your news, all the news CrossFit related. And then when you're on the assault bike, you should watch HillerFit YouTube station. It is a perfect piece of content to watch for any warm-up. Good to have you on. How fun is this? I love this shit. I fucking love this stuff.
It's fun for probably like 99.9% of people, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I see what you're saying.
What's the 0.1% though?
Well, and you also have to guess Dave's, like Dave and Heather and the people on the games team, like a little piece of their heart dies. You know what I mean? Unless they planned on doing it, unless that's the whole strategy. Wow. What? How about let's release these on purpose? Let's leak these on purpose just to fuck people. Okay, we'll get to that. Before we get to that, remember, if you'd like to get some peptides, contact at capeptides.com, capeptides.com, use code word Hiller or Sevon. Get some sort of discount. A huge supporter of the show, capeptides.com. And last but not least,
hey,
John Young, twice on the show in one day. How lucky are we? Okay, so first of all, let me pull up the post that Andrew Hiller just made, and then we'll fire some questions at Andrew in regards to what this is actually all about. You can see at HillerFit 2.0 on Instagram. That's the guy with the shirt off. That's his Instagram account, second from the top on the left. He has made a post, and it's event number 3 and event number 6. Before we get into them, Spin, are all the workouts
E equals every? Oh my God! No event. What's wrong with people?
Spin, are all
who the workouts CrossFit? This person posts 47,000 times a day, and they don't know what E means.
Spin, are all the workouts at all the semifinals supposed to be the same? So there's 7 semifinals, right?
Yes. So it's the same as last year where they went back to all semifinals are the exact same programming.
Is that Frank?
And John, what do you think? Let's say these workouts are real. These leak workouts are real. Do you think is there anything that jumps out at you that they're not real? For example, like, hey, why would they even know the workouts? The semifinals aren't for another month.
No, I mean, these look like semifinal worthy workouts. I think they plan this stuff out way beforehand. They don't just come up with it a week beforehand because they got to plan layouts and all that stuff. They look legit. I think they're legit. So from two head coaches, well-known head coaches, have confirmed that it's legit.
Oh, we're laughing because your computer's cutting out. God, I'm so proud.
Can we go to my phone?
Ladies and gentlemen, everyone, please. I've already spent a huge portion of my kids' jiu-jitsu money to buy John a new computer. Please donate $1 to this show so I can recoup my funds, because then we can hear John clearly. Hiller, can you
John
go?
Is the fourth playing brother.
He is the fourth playing. John is the fourth playing brother. Can you, Andrew, go through the workouts with us? Well, actually, before you do that, Spin, how many workouts do you think there will actually be at semifinals?
So that's always been the question. So teams, they're only competing 2 days this year. They're on Friday and Saturday. That was what was sent to them when they registered. Individuals, when they got their invite to register, they said that there's 3 competition days. So that would generally indicate there's going to be at least 6 scored workouts. If these are true and the event numbers are the same or are correct, event 6 looks like a final event, right? A quick chipper finish with a walking lunge down the floor, to the end. So at this point, I would say 6 is what individuals will see.
Okay. So you're saying that that's the kind of thing that people would want to see at the end of a workout, a showstopper, 72 feet dumbbell walking lunge. We've seen that in Madison. One of the more famous ones is Tia against Kara Saunders. It's a showstopper. It offers up for some good stuff.
Right.
Andrew, do you agree with that assessment that Spin says that event number 6 that you have here that's leaked that you posted on HillerFit 2.0 does look like a final workout?
Oh, yeah.
So there's a couple things revealed here. The two workouts, if the source is correct, and then also we now know what the final workout is. Andrew, can you go through, can you talk to us about event three? Walk us through this, what it is, and whether you think it's legit by looking at it.
7 rounds, 10 cal echo bike, 1 legless rope climb, 10 burpee box jump overs to a taller box than we just saw in the quarterfinals, and 1 legless rope climb. The interesting thing about that is if you just listen to Shut Up and Scribble, I believe they were, JR and Taylor were talking about kind of leveling up workouts that we just saw, and it's half the number of burpee box jump overs, but it's leveled up in height. It was just something that was confirmed almost immediately, which is cool.
And how long have you been sitting on this leak? Can you tell us that?
About 34 seconds.
Okay. So you got the leak. And in your assessment, how valid do you think this leak is? I am, as we started the show, I started thinking, oh, maybe it's not valid because there was talk after the leak last time during the, was it for the open or quarterfinals when they leaked? There was talk that like, hey, maybe they'll leak something on purpose in the future.
Wouldn't that be cool?
Yeah, if this was on purpose.
Yeah.
Well, here's what I think. These are legit. They are legit. Everyone's saying they're legit. People who have no idea who anyone is are saying they're legit. And Heidi brought something up in here, which was, why did the top coaches have it? Which is something that John Young just said. You said you spoke to two people, John?
Yeah, there are two coaches that have confirmed that it's legit.
How is that okay? And that's why it took me all of 34 seconds to post it. Right? Because I'm like, this is complete bullshit.
Well, Hiller, SPM, $10 for the John Fund, £10 for the John Fund. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
So here's the reality of it is these are them and everyone's got them now. Ideally, everyone's got them. They can just go to my page and check it out. Or B, they changed them and no one knows them again.
Let me ask you this.
How do they
when
know?
You say, just so you know, John, when you said that you've got confirmation that other people have heard this and their coaches in the space, Andrew, the way he talked about it was like the coaches were given it in advance. I don't think anyone was given this. I think it is leaked. Do you guys concur? Does anyone think that the coaches were given this for any reason? I assume it's been leaked. And by leaked, the distinction I'm saying is I don't think Dave or Boz or Heather called someone and was like, hey, we just want to give you a heads up that there's legless rope climbs. I think that someone saw – I think so, what I'm guessing is it was written on a board somewhere. Someone took a picture of it, right, you know, or took a picture of it, and then someone else was swiping through someone's phone. They saw it, and then they shared it or something like that.
You got to think, though, because now there's 7 semifinals all needing equipment. We saw, I can't remember which region it was, semifinal last year, couldn't get the same equipment in. There are customs getting things in. So I have to imagine, I mean, the circle of who has access to the workouts is much larger and much more outside of just the CrossFit sport team that has access to these. So like we can't just look at HQ and say that they're the ones that leaked it, because now, you know, Africa, Asia, South America, there are people there that have it who have been needing
to make sure
that they
have. You can't trust anyone in Asia. You can't trust anyone in Asia.
It's Africa's fault for sure.
But you got to have all this equipment, right? Like you have to have 100-pound dumbbells. You have to have echo bikes. Like all of these things have to be procured, and you got to have the idea of how you're going to lay it out and planning for it. So.
Spin, what is the most difficult piece of equipment to get there? Is it the 100-pound dumbbell? Is that probably the one that's least most in demand for places like Asia, Africa?
I would say the bigger machine equipment is probably like the assault runner is probably the harder one to get to.
You see an assault runner on here?
I think it's just in general. Right?
I'm just saying in general.
Oh. But I mean, out of these two workouts, that 100-pound dumbbell is probably the hardest thing. Is probably the least. The hardest thing to get, I'm guessing.
I guess. I mean, you know, like if you're looking at just Africa itself, I mean, Rebel Fitness or whatever they're called. I mean, they're an equipment manufacturer. So, I mean, I'm sure they have that type of stuff.
Matthew, we got the dumbbell. All right. Easy. Settle down. Don't get all defensive. Okay. Workout number 2, Andrew.
Yo.
Event 6. Can you go through that workout for us?
3 calico bike, 15 ring muscle ups. 72 dumbbell walking lunge, and The question is it one or two dumbbells? Is it overhead? Is it in the front rack? Probably like an overhead walking lunge with that weight is what I have to guess. And it looks like what Spin said, you're going down the floor. And it looks like a finale of years past.
John, does that and that those weights look valid?
Yeah, I would think it's a single arm overhead dumbbell walking lunge. It doesn't say double dumbbell or dual dumbbell. I feel like it would if it was two dumbbells. And that's a really heavy weight to do two dumbbells with. So it would make sense. Like you're blowing yourself up. We're going, everybody's going unbroken on the ring muscle ups. If you're not, then you have no shot of winning the event. And then it's who can hold on to the dumbbell the longest in a blown up state. The overhead walking lunge makes the most sense to me.
Andrew, can you tell us how you got the workouts, the two workouts?
No.
Can you tell us if it, you think it's a good source?
Yeah.
Can you tell us not on air?
No, I can't do
that. And can you tell us how you received it?
I posted it. I got like 6 people asking, where did I got them from? I'm like, I'm not telling you. Like, what's wrong with you people?
Can you tell us what mode of communication you got it, whether it's phone, text, or DM?
No.
Okay.
It's probably going to tell you anything. We keep asking.
Okay. Fair enough. Yeah.
What can you tell us as to how you got these workouts?
I told you they're a legitimate source. And you told me that since it's been up, you've got people telling you that they also know who.
Mm-hmm. They wouldn't tell me who, though, just like you.
And Andrew, why do you think it's important to post them once you have them?
Well, I think I said it about 10 minutes ago. The fact that they're going around and people have an unfair advantage on it is the reason it doesn't take very long for me to put it up. Because any amount of time that someone knows that there's a bunch of legless rope climbs or the Echo bike is potentially in there twice, all of a sudden you start changing your training up a little bit, and it's a competitive advantage to know them longer than other people.
So it's to level it, yes. To level playing field. Spin, does knowing these workouts in advance affect who's going to go to semifinals?
I doubt it. I mean, it
you mean the game? Mate?
Sorry. Who's going to go to the games? Yeah, sorry. Thank you for the correction.
I mean, there might be somebody that who can fine-tune it and perform, you know, better by practicing a few of them. I think at this point you're pretty much set. I mean,
right.
Europe has 2 weeks until they're going. You're not going to change a whole lot on overall fitness.
John, do you agree with that? That leaking these early won't affect the outcome of who goes to the games?
Yeah, I agree with that sentiment. I do think we'll have people will do better on them because they practiced them. I think more or less it tells us that it's more like not affects the people that are actually competing, but guessing on who's going to go to the games. I think it tells us more about that. Like, this looks really good for Bill Leahy. it looks good for Taylor. Like those type of people, like we can pick people who are going to do well on both of these. And obviously it's only 33% of the tests, but if you already know you have two workouts that are going to be home runs for you, then we know that that person, if they're relatively fit, is probably going to go to the games.
Andrew, now that these are leaked, do all of the athletes do these workouts?
Yeah.
I would say it'd be silly not to.
You'd be stupid not to.
Spin, do you agree?
Probably not the workouts. They usually do components of it or pieces or variations of it, intervals of them. Some do them to a T. Some people level them up. Some people do variations.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. My question is, are the other four known, just not to you at this point?
Oh, have all of them been leaked? That's a really interesting question. It is weird that they leaked like this, 3 and 6, right? You would think if someone saw a screenshot of them, it would be like, you know, 2 and 3 or 3 and 4 or 5 and 6. That it wouldn't be. Where's 4 and 5?
Right.
I don't have that answer. This is what I got.
I really hope it's on purpose. And then, like, every week they'll leak two more.
Tyler Watkins, another interesting point in Words Matter. I'm not using the word leaked anymore. I'm going to use released. Okay.
Right. I released these in a fashion better than the CrossFit games.
Right. Right.
I think leaked is more, it got outside the circle of who's supposed to have access to them.
So Andrew leaked them.
No, right. I released them.
He released them. They were leaked to Andrew.
Let me
say this too. At first, Andrew, when you said once you got them, you released them because you knew that they had been released and you wanted to make sure everyone knew, so it's a level playing field. But you didn't know. Did you know that other people had it other than now we have it confirmed? Because John, I'm assuming John has different sources than you do, and those people are like, yep, we knew that too before Andrew released it.
When I have it, and if one person has it, I can let you know that I don't know. I'm being very careful with my words, but
so you knew
that you assumed that multiple people would have it.
So can you tell us that you knew that from your source that semifinal athletes also had it?
It's probably likely.
Okay. And can you, from your sources, John, can you let us know that semifinal athletes had it? I mean, do you, Spin, morally speaking, maybe I should ask John this. He's the Bible beater. Maybe you are too. Morally speaking, if you're a coach and you find it out, are at that point when you should, like, no one outside the circle of HQ should fall under the moral obligation of keeping it a secret, right? Andrew's arguing the exact opposite, actually. Once you get it to the outside the circle, you're morally obligated to share it.
I don't know if I'd speak morally to that, but I mean, I think there's no reason to think that you would not share it, right? Like if a training camp coach heard this, there's no way you don't
share it. If you tell anybody, you tell everyone.
Right. Like
I don't know if that's necessarily true. There've been rumors in the past at the games, and why do some people know about certain jump rope movements and others don't?
Morally.
Sure. Oh, morally. Okay. Okay.
I'm not saying they do that. I think if you tell anybody, if anybody knows the workout, everybody should know the workout. It should be an equal playing field for everybody, no matter what.
I agree with that.
I want to go back to how this affects the competition at all. What effects does this have? I'm going to speculate that the organizers are a little disappointed because however they were going to release this stuff, it kind of interferes with those plans. But as far as net positive for the CrossFit space, I mean, obviously I'm biased. You guys are all biased, but would you say that this is a net positive? Like this just energizes the kind of the media space and gets us talking and scrambling and having fun, speculating now whether these are real, these are not real, giving us something after the quarterfinals.
100%. I love this type of stuff. I mean, my whole website and everything we were doing last week was talking about penalties. Like that has nothing to do with the leaderboard.
Oh, you think it's like to get us off of the penalty trail?
No, I don't. I just say
that would be genius.
No, I don't think. I think we're past that.
No one at CrossFit is that smart.
No. They don't have Trump campaign managers. Just like shift. Do something else.
No. They're, the more we're talking about it, it just goes back to like Dave's hints, right? Like anything that we can do to talk and make excitement on the sport. Like now the whole question is between now and the official release, all we're going to be thinking about is, are those actually the workouts?
I mean, they're the workouts.
I hear you.
The only way that they aren't the workouts is if they somehow decide to change them.
If they change them. Yeah.
Both of this, but they are the workouts.
And do you think they do that, Hiller? Do you think that they change the workouts? I don't think that they will.
I don't think they will.
I think it goes back to the open. Like there's just not enough time. The stuff has been set for so long that
the floors are sent. I mean, they have the floors and the flooring companies with the lanes all taped up and whatnot.
I mean, you could just do the same workout, but make it harder. Like we get there event 3 and it's 2 rope, legless rope climbs instead of one.
Changed it, dude.
I think that would be cheesy if they did that.
How do you mean? Yeah. Just change it a little bit?
Yeah, I think it would be cheesy if they changed it a little bit. I think they have to change the whole thing or just like lick their wounds. They have to take it like a champ.
Well, they somehow get wounds like more than anybody I know.
Saturday, guys. Saturday. 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Can I make this the whole screen?
Sure can.
If anyone beats Taylor, we'll pick the best score that beats Taylor, and they get $500. If no one beats him, it'll roll over. 10 rope climb, 30 dual kettlebell hang clean and jerks.
Three, one.
Go.
That's an opening. Nine. Let's go.
30.
249.
Oh, God.
Who is it?
Oh, shit.
Brandon Smith.
Let's go.
Uh-oh. I don't know, dude. You can't be bobbling like
dude,
that.
Let's go, Brandon.
Let's go.
You're one second behind him. Go, Brandon. Oh, he dilly dallied you, Brandon.
Catch it up.
Let's go.
One more.
Nice.
There you go.
What a fucking
holy shit.
You the man. Thanks for making the show. You made the show, dude. Taylor, you stole the show.
You did make
it. Oh, shit. Here we go.
Oh, shit. You don't say a fucking shit. Who is this?
I don't know, but he looks like a real man.
Go.
Damn.
Nice. Holy shit, Taylor.
Oh, he knows himself.
Christ, I can literally watch this all day. Let's go, Kyle.
Oh, yeah.
Got it.
What pushed you over the edge to try?
It was scary.
You do.
I knew I wasn't going to be Taylor, but I wanted to see what I could do in front of however many people. So,
fuck yeah.
That's a badass. That's awesome, dude.
Hey,
that's
you got fat dude. Balls, dude. You got some big nuts.
And Francisco Gomez. Oh, this is a man child, dude. This is a fucking strong human.
Two, one, go.
Yeah, he might be in John Young character.
Oh, he ain't beating me. You can already tell. Did he rip?
He just looked at his hand. Yeah,
right there. Come on.
Oh, he's got, dude. He's. Oh, done.
Oh,
4:33. Nice. Hey, that was third best time of the day. Great job.
When did you rip? When did you tear?
Ooh. Oh, my God.
On the first time coming down.
Oh, dude, hey, you crushed it. I honestly thought you were going to do way worse on the kettlebells, but you were pushing them overhead so fast.
Well, I originally was like, fuck, I'll give it a chance. And then this dude, Brandon, comes in. I'm like, oh, fuck.
A name so I can send you a t-shirt?
Yeah, appreciate it. For sure.
Okay, dude. Hey, you're the man. That was awesome.
How tall are
you? Next week, $1,000 on the line.
Oh, rollover money, baby. Rollover money. All right, guys. 2 days away. Less than 2 days. 45 hours and 37 minutes. 47 minutes. I thought Sevan was about to leak the next Taylor workout. So the workout for quarterfinals, two of them have been leaked. You can find out about that. You can go over to HillerFit 2.0, and I'm sure the comment section there is going to be pretty wild. Let me see.
Free game at the moment, I think.
Say that again.
Alex Kazan is sold.
Okay.
Dude, Alex Kazan's going to rock this.
Let's go through a few of these comments. Carolyn Privo, Echo Bike twice. We'll start with Hiller.
They had the runner in there twice last year.
Three times.
Three times.
They had the bike twice last year, too.
Spin, any thoughts on that? Does that make us think
they had the bike in there twice, didn't they?
Yeah.
They didn't want
it was the machine games last – or machine semifinals.
Yeah, it was disgusting. So bad.
Screenshotting in case you delete. Any chance you'll be deleting this, Andrew?
No.
Okay.
I don't delete anything.
Well, it's out there now. It's on YouTube.
Yeah.
What happens? You think someone loses their job for this, Andrew?
I don't think that they'll ever be able to trace it back to how it got out.
I think Dave Eubanks leaked it.
Oh, shit.
Dude. Oh, my God. That would be great.
Just when I thought someone couldn't say something worse. You think someone loses their job over this, spin? You wear a college shirt.
I agree with Hiller. Like if somebody did figure it out, again, I don't think it's anybody within HQ. So,
The other day somebody was contrary to popular opinion after I put up my video on Mr. Brian Friend showing a screenshot of a text message conversation with him. I don't say shit to anybody about anything with the exception of that to everybody all at once. That being said, I put up a video not too long ago about someone not doing reps, and someone reached out to someone and goes, I know that you sent this to Andrew Hiller. And I'm like, how in the fuck do they think they know that? And I'm like, did you say something to somebody? Because I didn't say anything. It's like, yeah, we have confirmation that you're the reason. I'm like, well, unless you said something to somebody, I don't know how they're putting two and two together, because it won't me. If people just don't talk, it doesn't get around.
Right.
And at CrossFit, there's people talking.
Can you tell us what that story is? More details of that other story?
No.
Oh. That story sounds fun too.
I tried to be loosey-goosey with it as possible, but dude, there's people over there that are talking, and they're just pussies. When you're ruining the integrity of the sport when stuff like this goes around like this. This is worse than not opening up your hips at the top of a squat. Like, somebody probably should get fired.
So you
laugh, John. What if I'm fucking dead serious? It's disgusting.
No, I agree. No, your analogy.
This should never get to me.
Your analogy.
Hey, I do think that if they find out who did it, the person will lose their job. Or they will, whether they work for HQ or not.
They're too fucking soft over there to fire anybody over anymore for stuff like this. I mean, who got fired for the open announcement? That got out. Didn't I get a hold of that? We all got a hold of that. They fucking opened their YouTube channel and it was open on there for everyone to see. They fired anybody who was on their media team for that? No.
Wow.
Or did they? I don't know.
Because for some reason that fell under accident.
And so is this.
Yeah, sorry, interesting.
More like 4,000 times. I'm pissed.
Interesting. Okay, so you don't like the leak. You think somehow you're doing it. How they do anything is how they do everything, and it's like, hey man,
doing it.
Yeah.
I'll get 1, 2, 4, and 5 pretty soon, guys. Don't worry.
Sevan got fired once. Yeah, I'm starting. I don't want to say anything. Okay. What should we look for next? Will this just float around now? Will more details come out about this? Do you think we'll get workouts 1, 2, 4, and 5, John?
I hope so. It'd be nice.
Mr. Spin, what do you think happens next with this? This is just what is what it is. Now we know what 2 of the 6 workouts are, and it is what it is.
Yeah, the question is, if I'm HQ, I'm just releasing all of them officially. Yeah,
I agree with
like that. They said that they were going to release all individual.
Oh, dude, they have a posting schedule. A posting schedule. They have to abide by the calendar
every week.
I wouldn't do that, but
I agree with you, Spin. But
I would just let them out, let everybody see it.
Now you would do that. Now you would release now, and you would too, Hiller. You'd release.
I like that idea, but I hadn't thought of it till Spin said.
Would you rather have it us talking about a leak, or would you rather have us talking about the workouts?
So basically, saying that like, hey, we know we can't hold these close to the chest anymore. They're going to leak out. They might as well come from us.
Yeah, because every podcast is going to be talking about the leaked workouts. If they release all of them, we're going to just talk about the semifinal workouts.
I can't wait for Craig Ritchie to make a video where he doesn't say where the leak came from.
The YouTuber.
It'll be 2 weeks
from now. You mean like Luis Oscar-Mora did? Some YouTuber criticized his reps. It's like, dude.
Hey, Tommy Legan. Tommy Eubanks was my red shirt. That guy was cool, I thought. My mom thought he was cool, too.
People with sticks up their ass can be cool, sure.
What do you think about that, John, about what them saying about all the workouts being released? Do you concur with them or no? You'd like to see them all released now and just fuck it, like let everyone practice them and show up with the absolute...
I think the best, honestly, what I'd be most excited for, or like how I think the best way to go about it now, is next week, same time, you release 2 more. And then next week, same time, you release 2 more. That way, it gives us something to talk about. Each 2 set of workouts has a week to breathe, to analyze it, for the athletes to practice it if they want to. And you're not just releasing the whole thing all at once.
We don't have that time, though, John. We have 2 weeks.
Well, yeah, the last 2 is in the last week.
The interesting thing is we know that HQ lives under some severe paralysis, and being nimble and agile is not their thing at all. It's the exact opposite. And that, you know, oftentimes when there's been attempts to work with HQ's media, there's this kind of this I don't know, carbon copy answer that's a, hey, we have a sequencing to how we do things. I think a bunch of us have heard that before.
What the hell is LLRC? John, tell her.
Legless rope climb, girl. You can't use your legs. You gotta go up a rope.
Do you think that even this, do you think that they're able to think even out of the box on this? Like, so what is today? Today's Thursday. I like that idea. I don't know which one of you just said it, but why not release two more next Thursday and then two more the following Thursday? That sounds like a great plan. And have Andrew release. And you know what? You seriously, and have Andrew release them.
Just give them to Andrew?
Yeah, just give them to Andrew. Hey, you know what CrossFit should do? They should repost this. Did you try to collab with them, Andrew?
No. That would have been funny. That would have been so funny.
Have you tried to collab with the games? Hey, dude, that's the way to do like. If you that's the way to do it. Now the game should report this. Oh, our workouts were leaked, and they just collab with you. Who was
it? Collab with Dave. And accidentally collaborated with Dave, and he could have hit accept on accident.
Yeah, did that happen the other day with someone?
This morning seemed odd.
Who did he collab with? And is it still up?
The Tops Are Dumb podcast.
Is that really the name of a podcast? Tops
Are
Dumb.
That was the weirdest thing I've ever seen.
Yes. Yeah.
It seemed like cool dudes, like just, you know, doing workout stuff, but it was a weird collab.
If you go look at their reels, they have like a couple hundred views, and now this one has tens of thousands, if not 100,000 by now.
Damn, Dave flexing his muscle.
40,000.
I selfishly wish that they would have waited till tomorrow to leak this or release this so my Robin workout could breathe a little bit.
You don't wait to leak things, John. That's why it's called that.
They're cutting off my Robin views. I was excited to see where that happened, and now this just overshadows it. It's just, I just wish it would wait a day.
Katie, I missed where Hiller found these being leaked. Did you just found them in the street in front of your house, Andrew?
I got it. I opened my mailbox, and there was a note sitting in there.
What's that face Katie has right there?
Come get me.
Yeah, that expression. Yeah. You know you want a piece of this. Look at her expression. Just smirky. God, you are sassy, huh, Katie?
Katie's sassy street.
Yeah, she just got like, fuck you on her face. Coffee Pods and Wads. Pedro White from Ireland. The best podcast outside of the United States of America. It's a podcast about homosexuality and life as a power bottom. Oh.
Is it actually?
Oh, no, that's cool, though. Will Brandstetter, I heard it came in a wax sealed envelope to Hiller's house and said open on May 2nd.
I don't check my mail, so Alexis would have opened it. Probably.
I appreciate you guys making all of these suggestions on how that that I should call Dave or invite him over. That's really cool, you guys. You guys are really thinking out of the box. Good job. I would have never thought of any of this shit myself.
Yeah, wow, dude, you should totally call Dave live on air and see what he thinks about this.
Hey, I have this brilliant idea. Check this out. Do a behind the scenes on Taylor when he's at the E semifinals. What do you think? What do you think?
Would you be able to get access to Taylor?
Or? I was really thinking out of the box.
That's an original thought, Sevan.
Yeah.
No, Taylor kind of sucks on camera, dude.
All right, fine. We won't do it.
And John's better than him at like all workouts with like superhero names attached to him.
All of them. There's not one.
Yeah.
So hey, I know he's already got a workout planned for this week. The week after, I think he should do event six. For Taylor.
Wow.
Oh, Cave Destro nailed it. I got these from Rambler. How'd you know?
Hey, maybe leak. Maybe Tyler Watkins, maybe leaking video workouts as part of the sequencing. have you thought about calling Dave? Oh, thank you. Let me write that down. Hold on. Call Dave. Yeah. Call Dave, and then ask him if I can do behind the scenes next year. Great. Thank you. You guys are really looking out for the best interest. Justin Zazimbo from CrossFit Salty Hive. Have you ever thought about doing behind the scenes of the games? I will put that on my list too. So Will Brandstetter, Sevan, we should do a pre-show every day at the semis. Okay, another great idea. Thank you.
Dave talks a lot but says nothing. I don't know if that's true.
Yeah, I don't think that's true either. Okay, Andrew Hiller, any final words you want to say about the leak?
I think I got it all out there.
The release? Okay. Mr. Spin, anything you'd like to say?
Nope, I'm good.
John Young?
Nope.
If you head over to the Barbell Spin, watch closely today as this story develops and more stuff leaks and we hear more and more about the leak.
The word leak one more time, I'm going to put it up there with methodology.
Release.
Sorry, release. If we hear, as we hear more and more about this release, you will get those details at the Barbell Spin. He also has a podcast that's doing very, 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 very well with Tyler Watkins and John Young. Get deeper insights into this. I do believe more details will be released around the leak. And Barbell Spin's the place to get it.
Face. He waited for an emotion and it never came. He just had a straight face.
Hold on, Haley. I'm going to come inside. I need a release. Talk to you guys later. Bye-bye.